That's new Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry on Live 89.5. Joining me now at the table here at Laguna Golf is the golf guy, Paul. How's it going?
Morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Great, fantastic. First day of the tournament, a lot of excitement.
Yeah, well, I imagine it's been quite the build-up. I heard that all this week was kind of the practice rounds and the qualifiers, and now we're into it now. This is it.
Yeah, I mean, really since last year, the team have been looking forward to this week. It's been a lot of build-up, a lot of hard work behind the scenes. Then it got to Monday, and it was the qualifiers and the practice, and then yesterday was the pro-am. Today's the first tournament round, so it's a relief to sort of get underway now. And the excitement will build throughout the week, escalating on Sunday where we'll crown the winner.
Well, and it was a very big year for you guys too, because of course last year was the first time that you guys had it here at Laguna Golf, and this year you've been upgraded to a title sponsor, so it's the Sing Laguna Phuket Open.
Yep, so last year was our first major event since the renovation of the golf course. Last year's event was fantastic, and we were so happy with how things went that we wanted to take our relationship with Sing a step further, so we became co-title sponsor, like you say. It's a real honor for us to partner with a company like Sing and the All Thailand Golf Tour, so we're really excited for this event, but also for many years to come. We want to make this the sporting or the golf highlight for Phuket and one of the major sporting highlights on the island to rival our triathlon, our marathon. Now we've got a golf week as well. I think it's exciting for the whole island.
Absolutely. And I actually, a little bird told me that the course is actually a little bit more difficult this year than it was last year.
Yeah, the course last year, we kept it in exactly the same setup as we'd normally have it for our members, our amateur players. Mm-hmm. Big wide fairways, not too much rough. This year, from seeing the scores last year, this year we've decided to make the course a little bit more challenging. The fairways are smaller, the rough's a lot thicker in places, and the greens are a little bit more firm and a bit faster. So, and we also put two new tee boxes in there to make the course a bit longer as well. So already this morning we've seen some red numbers, which means birdies. We've also seen some blue numbers, and that's bogeys. So I think the scoring won't quite be as low as last year. However, non-less exciting. There'll be a lot of drama. This course is a very risk-reward type of golf course where if you're brave and you go for it, you take a deep breath and you hit the shot, you can make a birdie or an eagle. But you've got to be careful because that same shot could cost you. You could find one of the water hazards or worse. So I think there'll be a lot of drama this week. We're really excited to see what happens.
Now, I understood everything you just said, but just in case anyone out there doesn't, a birdie is a good thing?
A birdie's a very good thing.
Okay.
An eagle's a better thing.
Okay.
An albatross is even better than that.
That, you're lying. That's not a thing.
It's a thing.
Is it a thing?
Well, in North America, it's a double eagle.
Okay.
In the rest of the world, it's called an albatross.
And what if I hit a California condor? What's that? Is that really good?
That's a room type in Cassia, Phuket, I think. That's a bed type.
Okay, so it's still in the area of the Laguna, but not so much on the golf side of it.
Yeah, I would say the easiest way to look at it is if you see red numbers on the leaderboards, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
If you see blue numbers, that's bad.
Okay. And golf 101, the lowest score is the best score.
Yes. Yeah. Whoever takes the fewest shots from getting it on from the tee into the holes for the 72 holes will be the winner.
Thank you for pulling it back completely from like 100% pro talk all the way back to just golf 101. Thank you for that. But something also very exciting that Crystal was telling me. The course is obviously closed to the general public for today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. But because of that, on Monday, there's actually an opportunity for people to play the pro course if they want.
Yeah, so on Monday, we open as normal. You can book a tee time whenever you like throughout the day. We're keeping the course in exactly the same tournament setup. All the scoreboards, the billboards, all the sponsor signage, everything will be in the same place. The pin positions, the tees will all be in the same place. The course will be playing exactly like it's playing this weekend for the best players. So you can come and test your skills, see where you rank in relation to these guys that you see on the TV every week. You might enjoy the challenge, let's just say. It will be a challenge, I'm sure. But it's quite unique where amateurs can have access to a championship conditioned golf course where the greens are running very fast, the tees are all back, and all the billboards and signage that you see. It'll be quite a unique experience, I'm sure. So that's all day Monday. And then also on Tuesday, we have jointly with Sing, again, the Sing Amateur Circuit. is back on Tuesday, where players, I think it's 3,500 baht, yep. you mentioned it just before, including you get a golf bag, you get a Boston bag, you get an umbrella from Singh as a giveaway, all goodie bag, you get the round of golf, you get lunch, you get dinner, lots of prizes on the day. Being, you know, Singh is the founding sponsor, there's lots of exciting prizes to be won there. And as you mentioned, the top three people, the top person from each of the three divisions, will get an all-expenses-paid trip across to Koh Samui, to the Santaburi golf resort over there, to play in the national final.
Wow.
The Tuesday is going to be a really special event as well. So that's the 15th Tuesday. So you can register for that with us on our website, Facebook, or in our pro shop directly. So I think all of next week the course will be in its tournament setup, but especially Monday and Tuesday, they're going to be really exciting days.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, you mentioned TV, and True Vision once again is going to be covering on Saturday and Sunday for the finals, right?
Yeah, so yeah. There's 3 hours on Saturday and 3 hours on Sunday live TV coverage.
Wow.
There'll be lots of recorded highlights, I'm sure, as well. It also, being co-sanctioned with the Asian Development Tour, we get recorded highlights on Fox Sports throughout Asia.
Wow.
So that's exciting for us. But really, anyone in Phuket, anyone that's able to, please come and join us. Spectators are very welcome. There's no entry fee. There's lots of exciting things going on. There's some just right behind me that the sponsors all have little exhibition areas where there's fun and games there, where you can do a little putting challenge. I saw you doing,
which
just
even I could do. Yeah, so you know it's easy, because even I sunk it. Not the first time, of course.
Maybe,
but eventually
they were letting you win.
I think they definitely. It was the bigger hole, if that makes any difference.
Okay. Yeah. There's that. There's Banyan Tree Spa also have a spa experience, so you mm-hmm. can come and get a quick little neck and head massage.
Ooh.
Just to take the stress away from watching the golf. Obviously, there's lots of cool beverages you can enjoy over the weekend. There's food from Banyan Cafe, from Banyan Tree Phuket, and you can get out and watch some of the golf, chill in the clubhouse for a while, and just enjoy the experience.
Because this is the only time of year where people are actually allowed to follow around on the golf course, right?
Yeah, normally we don't really allow spectators out on the course, because with a full field of amateur players, it can get a bit dangerous.
Yeah.
Whereas with these guys, they're some of the very best players in Asia. They generally have good control over where their balls are flying.
One would hope, yes.
One would hope. And we have lots of volunteers out there as well, organizing things, making sure everything runs smoothly. So it's a great opportunity to come and watch golf. If you're a golfer, I'm sure you'd be very interested to see how these players play and also practice before they play. As a non-golfer as well, maybe it could inspire you to learn and take up the game. So I think there's something for everyone.
Yeah, fantastic. So if you want to learn more about this, of course, you can check out the website, lagunagolf.com/Phuket, or you can just come on down, because it's going to be running every day. First tee off is about 6:50 a.m.
Yeah, the first tee will be about around 6:50, 7 a.m. every mm-hmm. morning, running up until around 9 a.m. for Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
A little bit later, maybe on Saturday, Sunday. So, but definitely come around mid-morning. It would be a good time and catch all of the golf. Things will be finishing sort of early to mid-afternoon, weather permitting. We'll see. But come and enjoy the experience. You know, it's only once a year in southern Thailand, really, that we have an event like this. We're very proud to be able to bring a golf event like this on an annual basis to southern Thailand, and we hope everyone enjoys it.
Thanks, Golf Guy.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck with the events coming up next week.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks. Coming up next, we got the BBC News.